Mr. Shi has been a taxi driver for many years. In February, he was involved in a road accident, happened where he was affirmed by Traffic Administration to be the one at fault, shouldering full responsibility for the accident. He was required to pay about 16,000 yuan in compensation to the victim. Meanwhile, he spent about 10,000 yuan on taxi repairs. However, when he reported the accident to his company and filed an insurance claim, he was told that he would be given no more than 2,000 yuan from compulsory traffic accident liability insurance.
Our taxi company only paid for the compulsory traffic accident liability insurance without other commercial insurance as complement. Based on the compulsory traffic accident liability insurance, only 2,000 yuan is given when the taxi is broken.
Like Mr. Shi, many taxi drivers complain that they have to pay for almost all the losses when any accident happens, as they have no commercial insurance. And the compulsory traffic accident liability insurance does not help that much. According to a regulation implemented in 2006, all vehicles on the roads must be covered by compulsory traffic accident liability insurance. Therefore, most taxi companies do not buy commercial insurance besides the compulsory traffic accident liability insurance. Meanwhile, few taxi drivers are willing to pay for the high-costing commercial insurance by themselves. This is why they do not feel protected on the road. Some taxi drivers in Pinggu District say they tend to stay at home on rainy or snowy days instead of driving on the road.
It's not because we don't want to drive on these bad weather days. We stay at home only because we don't feel safe or protected on the road, and we have to bear the losses when any accident happens.
Currently, there are 67,000 taxis in Beijing without comprehensive protection by insurance. Most taxi drivers say they hope they could be covered by commercial insurances. Some experts say policies should be developed to improve the situation. Professor Mao Baohua at Beijing Jiaotong University says taxi companies should pay for commercial insurance for their taxis.
The monthly fee taxi drivers pay to their companies should specify what these fees are submitted towards. And upon accident, the responsibilities that should and should not be assumed by taxi drivers should be clearly specified.
Some legal experts believe taxi companies should assume full responsibility in accidents, since they are the employers of the taxi drivers and legally own the cars. These taxi companies are legally responsible for victims in accidents. For CRI, I'm Zhang Wan.